Time for a setting the bar story. Kelly, which is...
That's an example of what not to do, typically.
So, you're going to think, what year is this? If you can manage to make it through the day without committing a crime today that should have been committed back in maybe like, oh, I don't know, the mid-90s, then you're doing okay.
What kind of crime should have been committed earlier?
Burning and selling remix CDs of artists.
Oh, wow. That does feel a little retro.
It does, doesn't it? His name's Mark. He's 47. This is actually in 2026, this story. Most laptops, you can't even play a CD anymore.
Right. The who's his customer base?
I don't know.
Like, what? I get it. He's like, you know what? This is something that no one else is doing. That's my business plan.
I know. This is my niche.
Because no one can play them anymore.
So I guess this has been a four-year investigation.
Oh, wow.
That has culminated.
They invested some time.
Yeah. So aside from living in the past, we're not really sure like what Mark was doing with the CDs.
Well, obviously.
But anyways.
I'm speculating. He thought, you know what? This is a lane. No one's taking.
I'm going to make some money.
This is my business plan. Yep.
Going to make some money. So anyways.
Because I'll be the only one. I'll be the only game in town.
I'll be only the game in town. So yeah. A spokesman said this activity enabled him to commercially exploit protected material, generating income at the expense of legitimate artists and businesses within the music industry. Okay, I get that.
He was selling remix CDs. Was he literally making like mixtapes for people?
I think so. And
like,
selling them.
So you think, what was those movies, the music CDs that we used to get all the time?
Now that's what I call
music compilation. Maybe he was doing his own. Because they stopped making those, didn't they?
I think they did.
And so then he's like, you know what? Someone's got to pick up the torch.
And it's going to be me.
It's going to be me.
And that person is Mark.
Oh, Mark. I mean, I kind of like where his head's at.
Do you?
He's like, you know what? He's making his own little Throwback Thursday mixes.
Yeah, he found a void and he tried to fill it.
He found a lane. He's like, no one, I'm going to be the lone wolf.
But dang it, just like we can't broadcast our music on our stream when we're streaming on YouTube, Mark can't just take music that's not his and sell it.
Yeah, so it's making a profit off of other people's
right. Copyright.
Yeah. Yes.
All right. So yeah, again, this is like something straight out of 1996.
Oh, wow.
But if you can manage to make it through the day without burning CDs.
He's like, people still want mixtapes.
They want mixtapes.
Nostalgia is so in right now.
That's right. That's right. That's your side of the bar story.